interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, this story comes from Wales. A history professor by the name of James Vaughan was out with his family walking the park grounds of the Aberystwyth Castle, overlooking the town of South Beach, or the area of South Beach in Wales. And he's walking along there, and there's a couple park benches. And one of the park benches has a plaque on it. You know, like sometimes you'll see those plaques dedicated to the memory of so-and-so, so-and-so. You know, maybe they like to sit there. The plaque on this bench says, "In loving memory of Hugh Davies." He used to like to sit here and shout F off at the seagulls. And that was the plaque. Well, he posted the picture of it on Twitter. It got 147,000 likes before the people at the Aberystwyth Castle heard about it and went out and took the plaque down. And then a bunch of people have started writing on Twitter afterwards saying, "This Hugh seems like a person I would have liked to have met. I have never met the man, but he sounds like we would have got along great." One guy says, "Respect to him and his friends and relatives. That's immense. I bet every day someone looks at that and smiles, if not laughs. May we all achieve that level of legendary." And so the people at the Aberystwyth Castle don't know who actually put it up there, but they took it back down, and they have no intents of putting it back up. But what a loving tribute to somebody that used to yell at seagulls.
Well, the seagulls get the last word on that. They can crap all over that sign, that plaque. I'm going to tell you about a guy in Pennsylvania who got busted for fishing into a mailbox. 39-year-old guy actually used some kind of fishing line and a hook of sorts to pull mail out of a big blue United States Postal Service box. And it worked. He was able to reel in
that hook sharp enough.
He reeled in a high-value check, and that led him to getting caught. When he tried to deposit the stolen check, he used the victim's personal identification information to try to make that deposit. He's looking at a mandatory 2-year prison sentence. I don't know if he was throwing back, like if he'd reel up some junk mail, just kind of throw that back in the box and cast again, but he scored a big-time check.
Yeah, I bet if that hook is tight enough, you know, sharp enough, you probably could fish in there for a little while. And finally, we'll go down to Florida, where a woman has been arrested. Angela Davis, 30 years old, was arrested on Tuesday morning after a confrontation with her 51-year-old husband in a home in Summerfield, Florida, Central Florida. Husband says they got into an altercation after she came home and interrupted a pleasure session where the guy had his phone out and he was doing the five-knuckle shuffle. Well, his wife comes in, discovered some sort of communication between her husband and someone on Reddit or somebody on one of the porn sites. And he only had one hand to defend himself, John. And then she pulled out a large metal belt with a huge buckle and proceeded to give him a royal beat down about the head and shoulders. When he called the cops, they got there and they said, yeah, they could tell right away that he had a large red lump, and the man's arm and face had a good deal of what appeared to be the end of a buckle belt.
So the cops just walk out of there. You know what?
No, they arrested her. Yeah, okay. They arrested her for beating on him. Strangely and ironically enough, and yes, I can't believe it's news.